Hi, I'm John Peter, and I'm here to talk to you today about buying plants. I've got five little tips for you, things to think about as you get started. The first tip is you need to know whether you're buying an indoor or outdoor plant. That's pretty easy. You need to also know whether you're planting it in shade or sun. Shade here in the mid-Atlantic means sun all morning, shade in the afternoon. Sun in the morning, shade in the afternoon, that's shade. If you reverse that, if you have shade in the morning and sun in the afternoon, you have sun. Very important to know what your plant wants. You also have to have some idea of the area that you have and how big a plant you want. You don't want to be planting a willow tree right next to the house or a big fir tree, pine tree that's going to dwarf the house and maybe even fall into the house. You need to know how big the plant is going to get and how much room you have. Now we get to level of attention. How much work are you willing to put into this plant? If you're going to plant a hybrid tea rose, you are committing to a lot of personal attention. And while we're at it, that means sharing with other species. How much work are you willing to do in sharing with bugs, diseases, deer, other insects, neighbors coming by for cuttings? You need to address these things before you pick your plant. Of course, this is invasive notes, so you need to do your homework. You need to know whether the plant is invasive or not. You should have some idea of the invasive plants in your areas. Not all nurseries are going to tell you or warn you that the plant they're selling you is potentially invasive in your areas. You need to go to the library or go online or even contact me, and together we'll figure out whether the plant you love happens to be a natural area invader. Fourth, native. If you want to feed the world, feed the ecosystem, be part of nature, then you should be looking for plants native to your area. If you want songbirds, you need insects. If you want insects, you need native plants for them to feed on. If you want animal life, you need native plants. And once again, not every nursery or garden center is going to be able to help you out there. You're going to have to do a little homework. And then there's the actual shopping once you've made all of these decisions. It's not the top of the plant so much as the roots tell you how healthy the plant is. Now, I don't recommend going in and knocking all the plants out of their pots without permission. Sneaking a peek if you know what you're doing is pretty easy. If you don't, ask the staff if you can see the roots. If you take the pot off carefully and you see no white or light tan roots, doesn't matter how good the top of the plant is, put it back, don't buy it. You need to see white roots, not bound together, not root bound, not like twine wrapped tightly around, but roots and soils working together. That's a healthy plant. And of course, at the top of the plant, if things are buzzing around, flying around, crawling around, you have to ask yourself, do you want to bring those things home? Check first. Ask questions, know what you're doing. Happy gardening.